seven different agencies how they handle that. Mm-hmm. And then we developed kind of a draft resolution. Zero to two times would be nothing. Two to four times would be 15%. Four times or greater would be up to 25%. But the board didn't take any action. I believe Mr. K made a motion when looking at the minutes that each individual item we brought up instead of having a standard procedure, which we might get a lot of people through the door trying to fit in all the cubby holes with these funds.
Okay.
And I think that was the logic by the board at that time, did not create a Pandora box.
What date was that?
November 6, 1996.
I was not a board. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe I have to go back and look. There was a discussion that maybe you made it from the audience.
I could. How could you approve it?
But anyway, that was why it didn't materialize at that time, because the board felt that they'd address these things on an individual basis as they did tonight. And if we could make findings that we brought to the board, but this particular instance, we couldn't find any of where that water went to.
In this particular case, I understand there wasn't any record of where the water went.
The board has made concessions in the past where, there's certain circumstances that happened and where there were adjustments, but they are made on an individual basis based on the individual circumstances.
Well, they actually had a formula of some sort that gave them credit for the amount of that leakage that would have seeped back into the groundwater, basically. That's the way it was thought out.
Well, if that's the case, everybody has a septic tank, we should be getting some form of credit.
Well, it was just a way, it was, decreased. I mean, it wasn't a great credit, but it was a way that the way they were thinking.
Okay. Well, staff looked at each of the ones, and a lot of the things on the complimentary list that you see out there is that as the meter readers read the meter and know that no one's home and see the meter's going, they call in by radio, and staff immediately calls up those people. And they're extremely thankful, saying, hey, you've got a leak on your side of the meter, you better address it so you don't have a high water bill.
Yeah, no, I understand they do that streak on that.
That's why compliments to Mr. K is the compliments are 3-1 against complaints.
I think you rigged that.
Okay. First, I'd like to welcome the new members, and I'd like to congratulate Al on his triumphant campaign.
Oh, he marched right on to victory.
And I'd like to give you something all to think about. We're going to need some additional water in the fall. And the only place I can see that we're going to get it from is state water. Anything else, I think, is not realistic. And in the paper, I saw that Cal Cities wants to impose $6,500 to hook up the water. I think we need to, perhaps, might consider, think about a $1,000 development fee for a lot, for something to put into a fund. Because eventually we're going to have to pay the $460,000 to hook up that valve, and eventually we're going to have to go to the voters, and eventually we're going to have to take state water. There's 400 acre feet available from Oceano, and there's another 100 acre feet available for Shannon. And tonight alone, we approved 216 or 246 lots at $1,000 a piece. That's halfway home for our $460,000 and a lot of money. And that way the residents wouldn't be, I don't want to have to raise somebody's water bill 10 years down the road because we ran out of water. And I think we ought to consider maybe putting this on a future board for public comment or something and creating a fund like this that money would go into. If we don't use it, then the developers can have it back. So I think the money should go in there and we should start doing it yesterday.
Mr. President,
as the water from the old Unical plant, where did they get that water from? Are they wells?
Yes, it's all groundwater.
Pardon me?
Groundwater from wells. Yes.
Out of the same basin?
Yes.
And they're outside of the district, are they?
Yes. May I just respond to maybe what Director Blair commented on? Yesterday, the RAC had a subcommittee, which I'm a member, and they reviewed the report for the County Water Master Plan, and they'll be recommending to the full RAC committee. The report indicates there are three areas in the county that should be looked at based on water supply. Number one, priority would be the Pass Robles Basin. The second priority is the Napomo Basin, Napomo Mesa Basin, and the third priority is the North Coast. They are going to request facilitators to come in each of these areas and get everybody together and discuss water issues and how to resolve them. And so this, I think, is coming down, which is probably a preset of Director Blair, Bob Blair mentioned. And it'll be presented to the RAC committee. We discussed how to do it and how to get a facilitator in here that has the knowledge and background to initiate something like this. I know, the district tried it and got basically crucified. I think this gentleman coming in, hopefully it'll be a greater distribution of knowledge and getting input to everyone's interest. So that's in the mill and it'll probably be on the next RAC meeting next month.
Well, maybe you don't remember to think about it. If you think it's a good idea, we'll put it on the agenda for some sort of discussion or something. I think we need to put some money in the pot.
It would be good to see some results from this group that's been formed and go from there. I can't see $1,000 levied on a few
homes that have been built, and then you stop. And how are the people that pay is going to feel when others don't have to? Somehow it has to be distributed equally, and I don't know how you do that unless you
There has to be a study, and the state law requires that any fees established have to be justified. And so, therefore, you'd have to look at the study. If the district wishes to save water, they'd have to go back to the voters to overturn the referendum, and then we could take a look at it, where to acquire the water, how much to bring in, who benefits from it, how do you spread those costs. So it's quite a detailed aspect of it. And here again, who benefits, and here again, hopefully the RAC, which is the County Water Resources Advisory Committee for the new board members, they meet on a monthly basis discussing the water issues for the whole county. And what the master plan has come up is basically looking at water planning areas, which has been defined. And Paso Robles Basin is one. Napomo Mesa is another one. And they picked the three because those are three critical areas based on the existing reports that need to be addressed. And so hopefully the RAC will come forth and move forward in this aspect of getting everyone together, saying here are the issues, how do we resolve them. And how it's paid for, who benefits, et cetera, et cetera.
The only thing is, I go to all the RAC meetings, and there's nothing in the South that the county's water master plan is going to do this area any good. They have the Nascimento project, they have this project, they have that project, none of that's going to come down here. The only thing that comes down here is the state water project. And what you got to watch is, if we don't take hold of the bull by the horns, somebody else is going to lead the bull into the pen for us. And in the end, everybody in this area is going to get higher water rates. That's why the rest of the people in this county are paying higher water rates, because the people doing it didn't pay attention. And I think we've got to be aggressive, because we're more involved with Santa Maria than we are with this county of San Luis Obispo, because if this big lawsuit comes in, we're going to get thrown in with Santa Maria, and someone's going to look to make a groundwater management plan, and someone's going to tell us what we're going to get. And I think we've got to get out there ahead of these people and determine what we want and make sure that we get it, so that somebody doesn't say to some judge, you're going to get this. And if that happens, we're going to be able to between a rock and a hard place.
Doug, some years ago, about 4 years ago, there was a breakthrough, or at least what appeared to be a breakthrough in DSAL. If you recall that?
Yes.
At that time, we talked to UNICAL about their possibility of putting one out for profit and utilizing that water for all of the areas that are using other waters now out of the basin. I wonder, has anything been on that recently?
There's two aspects of it. One is the electrolysis method that was developed at the Livermore Laboratory was put into commercial development, and the price has not gotten down sufficiently to make it profitable. There's another process where they drill a hole. In reverse osmosis, you need a lot of pressure to force salt water through a membrane and get clean water out the other side. They developed a process by drilling a well 1,000 feet deep or something and pumping it and using the natural head of 1,000 foot to push it through the membrane, therefore saving a lot of energy. That is in the preliminary stages right now, and it's not commercially available yet.
Uh-huh.
Although they're
so
looking at
it. It looks fairly good at this point.
Yeah, and the thing in this area here, we have such a small user base. When you start looking at those capitalization costs of desal, it's not very economically feasible, where in the L.A. they can put in a desal plant and charge everybody another $8 a month and do it. They just, we don't have a place to spread the cost.
Is Crystal totally out of the question, Bob?
I don't know. There's a group in Santa Maria that wants to turn it into a recreation area. And if we can turn it into a recreation area, then maybe we can stick a pipe in it. That, I think, long range down the road is in the picture, but that's kind of political. I mean, the problem is...
the state water.
Yeah, I know, but the state water is already there, and the state water you can access and buy and wheel. Getting that dam away from the farmers is
going to
be a good trick.
I believe maybe John, though, is part of the Corps of Engineers, isn't it? Switchel Dam?
Switchel Dam consists of two parts. There's a small bottom part, which is what the farmer today is going to be using to recharge the basin. And then there's a very large upper part.
Flood control.
The flood control. And the flood control effect is big for use for the dam. I mean, the water that's been released up in the middle of July was all either coming down the river or released to keep water out of the flood control and make a large quarantine. There's a huge portion of it that keeps the part of the bond and the flood.
Yeah, and I believe that's under the Corps of Engineers since they have flood control.
So the river's flowing now.
Yeah.
And that is
all that good water is flowing out.
No, that water is put in the water. Critical water that's being released and recharged in the Grand Valley Basin.
It doesn't reach the ocean.
The reason why I bring it up is under the control of the Corps of Engineers is we have to get a permit from the Corps of Engineers to put our water line across the creek, and it's the hardest one to get.
You have to buy the property to lay the line because that's currently under a lease. It's not a lease, it's an easement, a flood easement. And then you have to do something about the flood control in Santa Maria. That
state
that's
being used for flood
control, you know,
it
broke
about
1/3 of
it,
it's
graded,
evacuating, you know,
this
winter.
This is a very complex project.
It appears.
It
won't be easy, but it may be in the future. I mean, things change.
It appears now that the Twitchell thing is coming more to fruition. As recreation water, and ultimately recreation water turns into roof water that can be used after it's washed out itself. But we talked to some people from Santa Maria recently, and it was a meeting with some people from Black Lake, and that subject came up, and it was rather surprising in that these people who are decision makers said, yes, that's a possibility. That's the first time I had heard that. Before, everybody said, no, no chance, no, not whatsoever. But if that is a possibility, it's something, in my view, we should spend a lot of time with and exercise a lot of good judgment in keeping faith with all of the people that have anything to do with the Twitchell program.
If you have a tremendous sediment problem in the bottom, we're just filling up the dirt.
And Mr. President, we have quite an extensive...
We're going to have to leave this conversation now. We have quite a bit of business yet, and it's getting late. So we can pick this up another day. We're going to the closed session now.
Yes, Mr. President, we're going to be going to closed session and discuss some existing litigation between Home Green Services and Shell Oil. We're also going to be going into... closed session to discuss the property acquisitions and general energy value.
Oh, okay. Where? Cartman's? Was it Cartman's?
Yes.
Okay. I know I'll be here soon.
Yeah.
I'll be out of town, I think, because
all over you.
Guys, we're going to get my hands here. We're going to hit you.
No, I did cover stuff.
Yeah. That's my point.
Some medium there.
I'm going to
Yeah.